You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. Good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? What do we say? Well, here we go again. We're just 10 days away from Christmas. It is today, the 15th of December. A couple of things relevant to today's date. By the way, it is me, Jerry D, Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM, from now until 10 o'clock. Bill of Rights Day today, that's being celebrated or recognised in the United States, and it says Second Amendment Day here also in South Carolina. Homecoming Day in Alderney. This commemorates the return of the evacuated population after World War II. We're looking at International Tea Day today, which is very important. Absolutely superb cup of tea. Kingdom Day commemorates the signing of the Charter for the Kingdom of the Netherlands in 1954. And the last one for now, Zamenhof Day. This is the international, or celebrated by the International Esperanto Community.
Good morning, world.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
She's homeless, as she stands there singing.
Yes, la da dee, la da da. That's Gypsy Woman. She's homeless. And that's Crystal Waters. That was from her debut studio album, which was called Surprise. By the way, that was in 1991. The song was written by Neil Conway and Waters. The song was released April 3rd, 1991. It was the lead single off of the album. Famous for that la-da-dee-da-la-dee-da refrain. It's often sampled, by the way, on a keyboard riff as well. And the song is also widely regarded as one of the biggest classics of house music and has been remixed several times.
Right up to the microphone.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Two great tracks in a row, yes, and they're crying, aren't they? Aerosmith, that's what it's called, Crying. And before that, it was Dire Straits and Sultans of Swing, classic. Time on The Breakfast Show, we're just about 20 seconds away from 16 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. So I guess we better do this. Yep, get you on your way this morning, get you showered up, smelling nice, especially if you're going to be using the metro. Think of other people, especially if you're holding that strap to stop you falling down. Anyway, what do we got? Girls want you to have fun. Cyndi Lauper. So it was a long time to be in the shower. That's the 12-inch version of Cyndi Lauper there. And that girls just want to have fun time. There we go, to get you out of the shower and on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning. I hope you're going to have an absolutely great Thursday. It is Thursday, we're making our way to Christmas. We're going to be starting to play a little bit more Christmas music. And next week, we'll build up to a crescendo, won't we? Of course we will. Culminating on Friday. Don't forget as well, next week, 4-day week. Yes, they put another day's holiday in there on the Tuesday, on the 20th. Coming up today on the programme, we're checking in as we do with Ingrid and with Yasmin. Last hour of this morning's programme. Happy to say that we have got coming back to join us, Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. It's going to be great. Like Andreas yesterday, we haven't seen Alex for a long time. Things just haven't worked out that way. And of course, plenty of great music going right through from now. The time is 21 minutes after 7 until 10 o'clock this morning. Oh, do stick around. Don't leave me lonely. They disappeared rather quickly, didn't they? I was busy. I must admit, I wasn't keeping an eye on it, and it just sort of, oh, it's fading away. There we go. That was The Beloved and Sweet Harmony here on the Morning Breakfast Show. This is what happens, you know, when you try to multitask. Yeah, you might be doing two things at one time, but you do need to keep an eye on the other one. Right, by the way, it is 25 minutes, making our way to 25 minutes now after the hour of 7 o'clock. And I mentioned it yesterday in the latter hours of the program yesterday, because what I normally do, don't I, between Christmas and New Year, I normally fade away off into the distance and have a little bit of a break. But I had a nice break this year in the holiday, and we're looking at doing another one probably around about May last year. And so there's not too much for me to do between Christmas and New Year this time. I'm not travelling anywhere. So I will be with you between Christmas and New Year. But I'm going to make it easy for you and easy for me as well. I'm going to come in. I thought, what shall I do? Because, because it's just a sort of small break, isn't it, between the two and about 4 days. And I know a lot of people are out of town. So I thought, what we're going to do is something completely different. I'm just going to play music. And perhaps have a look at my secrets, things you can do for so many different things, my trade secrets book. We might take a look at that. But what I thought what I would do is we've got 4 days. So we've got, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm going to do 1 day of 60s, 1 day of 70s, 1 day of 80s, and 1 day of 90s. And I'm not going to plan anything. I'm just going to sit down, open up the music collection, and away we go. And let's see what happens. So they'll give you something to laugh at. I must remember not to multitask. So I thought that's what we would do, so I hope you're in for that. It's better than, I guess, not being here at all, isn't it? So I'll be here to keep you entertained. Take us down to the bottom of the hour. Yazoo. Called Situation.
Through the doorway, I've been
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Estufa LG InstaView. Por su tecnología, es tu favorita. Por todas sus funciones, es tu favorita. Por su estilo y diseño, es tu favorita. Autolimpiado y clean en 10 minutos. Ventana InstaView. Air Fryer incorporada. Tecnología ThinQ. Por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita. No esperes más para tener la tuya.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Ville Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call. Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Paso a paso de vida.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
There we go. I have to play that continuously, you know, that little thing, just so I remember where I am. Right, let's take a look at some of the international news and some of the international business for today. It is Thursday. It is the 15th of December. And Ukrainian forces staged their heaviest shelling attack in years in the country's Russian-controlled east on Thursday. Moscow-installed officials said as both sides ruled out a Christmas truce in the nearly 10-month-old war. A routine spacewalk by two Russian cosmonauts aboard the International Space Station was called off as it was about to begin. This was after flight controllers noticed a stream of liquid spewing from a Dr. Soyuz spacecraft, a NASA webcast showed. The spray of fluid, which was visible in NASA's live video feed as a torrent of snowflake-like particles emanating from the rear section of the Soyuz MS-22 capsule, was described by a NASA commentator as a coolant leak. COVID-19 infections were exploding in China well before the government's decision to abandon its strict zero COVID policy, a World Health Organization director said on Wednesday, quashing suggestions that the sudden reversal caused a spike in cases. The comments by the World Health Organization's emergencies director, Mike Ryan, came as he warned of the need to ramp up vaccinations in the world's number two economy. National Health Service nurses in Britain, they've staged a strike today, Thursday, their first ever national walkout, as a bitter dispute with the government over pay ramps up pressure on already stretched hospitals at one of the busiest times of the year. An estimated 100,000 nurses will strike at 76 hospitals and health centres, cancelling an estimated 70,000 appointments, procedures and surgeries in Britain's state-funded NHS. Peru announced a nationwide state of emergency on Wednesday, granting police special powers and limiting freedoms, including the right to assembly. This was after a week of fiery protests that have left at least 8 dead. The protest was sparked by the ousting of former President Pedro Castillo on the 7th of December in an impeachment vote. Global shares slid for a second day on Thursday as major central banks had delivered their final policy decisions of the year, with the US Federal Reserve signaling that it expected interest rates to stay higher for longer. In Europe, the Swiss National Bank delivered an expected half-point hike that brought rates to a 14-year high of 1%. And next up is the Bank of England, which is expected to raise rates by half a point to 3.5% at 1200 hours GMT. Just over an hour later, the European Central Bank will also announce its rate decision. The MSCI All World Index was last down 0.5%, set for a second straight day of declines after losses on Wall Street the previous day drove the S&P 500 down 0.6%. Oil prices steadied on Thursday after early declines as the dollar firmed with the while the possibility of further increases to interest rates by central banks also heightened demand concerns. Brent crude futures rose 14 cents or 0.2% to $82.84 a barrel and by 10.55 GMT. And U.S. crude futures added 1 cent to $77.29. Gains in the dollar weighed on prices. A stronger dollar can weaken oil demand because it makes the commodity more expensive for those holding other currencies. And Tesla shares extended declines. This is to hit their lowest level in more than 2 years on Wednesday, as investors, including a fanboy of CEO Elon Musk, lashed out at Musk's distraction over the electric car or from the electric car company following his buying of Twitter. Shares of Tesla, the world's most valuable car maker, is one of the worst performing stocks among major automakers and tech companies this year, as investors worry that Musk's Twitter buy could divert his time away from Tesla and he could offload more Tesla stocks to prop up the struggling social media company. That's it. There we go. That's some of those things that are happening in the world today and in the world of business as well.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
That's the way to do it, isn't it? Born with a smile on my face and a chuckle in my heart. Why not? Stephanie Desykes there. And that's brought us to, well, we're about 20 seconds away from the hour, well, from 20 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And let's say a few good mornings for this morning. And good morning to Mary Lou. She's with us bright and early this morning. She was having trouble with the metro. Oh, she says so crazy. She couldn't even get on the metro. She said it's a piece of... she said, I'm sorry, I meant peace. Can't even get in, she said. She says here, actually, the afternoon is not so bad as in the mornings. You know what to do, don't you? Go in the afternoon. Also, a very good morning, and we'll get back to Renee over there in Athens. She's been doing a sort of like a jigsaw puzzle type thing. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And also, let's say a very good morning to Paul Dixon and Maria over there in South London as well. And also to Christopher Bowman. He dropped the little line here, and he says, good morning, Jerry D, Yasmin, and listeners. That was plural. Could we please hear Nights on Broadway by the Bee Gees?
We'll be right back. When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind, then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. When someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gonna be
day. I can tell you, looking out of the studio window, it's exactly what it looks like. It looks like a lovely day. I mean, I really do think, well, today is the 15th, isn't it, really? It's our official first day of summer, of course. And yesterday we did have a tiny little shower at lunchtime, just after lunchtime, around about 2-something in the afternoon. I was very sensible yesterday because I had to go and do some shopping in Pricemart, which can be sort of like a game of rugby or American football. You have to go around wearing all this stuff to make sure you don't get trampled on. But what I did is I was very smart. I went when the football match was on. Yep. I left here about 2:15. No traffic. Got to Pricemart. No problem. Very few people in Pricemart, which was really nice. And then when I got out coming home, I drove almost straight home. I was back by, it was about 3:15. I was really pleased with myself. Anyway, I completely digress as usual. Let's take a look at today's weather forecast. We're going to start, as we do, in Costa Riba in the province of Colón. And we've got 29 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature today over there and 23 being the minimum. 35 degrees, the thermal sensation with 83% relative humidity. Chance of having a few showers over there during the course of this morning and some isolated showers in the afternoon. And tonight, it'll be cloudy. Now, moving over to this side of the isthmus, let's take a look. Oh, I tell you what, we've got one big bright sun here, it says. 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum. 38 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, relative humidity, it's 79%. But it says this morning it is going to be clear. Some isolated showers in the afternoon, and it's going to be clear again tonight. Isn't that nice? Moving to here in the metropolitan area, as I said, looking out the studio windows this morning, lovely sun streaming through the windows. 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 degrees being the minimum. 38 degrees, the thermal sensation is going to feel quite warm, relative humidity at 79%. Partially cloudy for this morning, chance of those isolated showers in the afternoon, and partially cloudy again tonight. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, out there by the Perlis Islands, we're looking at 30 degrees being the maximum temperature, with 24 being the minimum, 37 the thermal sensation there, relative humidity still up there at 93%. And let me see, isolated showers during the course of this morning, partially cloudy for them in the afternoon, and isolated showers again tonight. So there we go. There's the forecast. Let's move on to maritime conditions for today. We're going to start with the tides as we do, and we're going to start here on the Pacific. Low tide. The first one was at 2:20 this morning. That was 1.28 meters high tide. That will be at 8:13 this morning, 3.9 meters. Low tide again, 2:35 in the afternoon, 1.1 meters. And the last high tide, 8:45 tonight, 4.02 meters. On the Caribbean, we've got low tide. That was at 12:17 this morning, and that was minus 0.06 meters. And high tide, that we've just missed it, 7:45 this morning, 0.18 of a meter. The second low tide, 11:31 this morning, 0.15 of a meter. And the last high tide, that's going to be at 4:58 this afternoon, and that'll be 0.24 of a meter. So there we go. There are your tides for today. Now let's take a look. Sea conditions for today, 15th of December. Let's start with the Caribbean, shall we? Caribbean Sea. We're looking at 10 to 15 kilometre an hour winds coming from the northwest. No advisory, good conditions. Waves, if you're boarding, you've got 4 foot waves over there during the course of this morning. Right, let's take a look this afternoon. We are looking at, we're looking at 15 to 20 kilometre an hour winds coming from the northwest. I think that's the same, isn't it, with 4 foot waves. So no change there. Let's take a look at the Pacific for this morning. Good conditions, 20 to 25 kilometre an hour winds. Night breeze coming from the north. Waves will be at 2 feet. In the afternoon, we do have a small craft advisory for you in the afternoon. 25 to 30 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north-northwest with 2 foot waves. So there you go. And there's your weather forecast for today. Today being the 15th of December, and it's Thursday.
I see you're doing fine. to say about you. What I am is what you want to be. Yeah, now that I'm not there, I took the table away from you. It's time and I don't care. And when I get that feeling, I can no longer slide. I can no longer run, no, no, no. And when I get that feeling, I can no longer hide. For it's no longer fun, no, no, no. Yeah, you can say what you want, but it won't change my mind. I feel the same about you.
There we go with Texas and Say What You Want. Time on the Breakfast Show, just a couple of minutes away from the top of the hour. I've got just the thing to get us there. 2 minutes and 12 seconds. Neil Young and Wondering.
I've been walking all night long. My footsteps made me crazy. Maybe you've been away too long. I'm wondering if you'll come home. I'm hoping that you'll be my lady. I'm wondering if I'll be alone.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Estufa LG InstaView. Por su tecnología, es tu favorita. Por todas sus funciones, es tu favorita. Por su estilo y diseño, es tu favorita. Autolimpiado y Clean en 10 minutos. Ventana InstaView. Air Fryer incorporada. Tecnología ThinQ. Por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita. No esperes más para tener la tuya.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
Cuidemos juntos.
No has parado de gritar. Desde tu casa u oficina, es hora de gritarlo con más fuerza y al lado de más fanáticos. Grada Radio te trae la fiesta del fútbol a Panamá.
Más TV Total de Más Móvil y el equipo ganador de licores Smirnoff Vodka, Gordon's Gin y Black and White Whiskey te invitan a vivir la final de la Copa este 18 de diciembre.
Acompáñanos este domingo a ver temblar el Estadio Lusay y la gran final Argentina-Francia. Desde las 9 de la mañana en el Scores Sports Bar del Sortis Hotel.
Gana fabulosos premios en nuestro concurso de medio tiempo. Aprovecha las promociones en Black and White Whiskey, Gordon's Jeans y Smirnoff Vodka para participar en diversos juegos y baila al ritmo de nuestras mezclas en vivo.
¡Te esperamos! La fiesta del fútbol más divertida se vive y se celebra con Grada Radio. Más TV Total de Más Móvil y el equipo ganador de licores Black and White Whiskey, Gordon's Jeans y Smirnoff Vodka.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Remember, it's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
And when I see the sign that points one way, the lot we used to pass by every day, just walk away.
ago, Walk Away, Renee from the Four Tops, preceded by the Ivy League and Tossing and Turning.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's Thursday. Hopefully we won't have any technical issues today. I'm working on that, trying to make sure the recording is going well and the live feed from outside from your intrepid reporter is actually working. And as I'm looking out this window, the traffic is picking up on the corridor, and I was on the corridor yesterday, and an amazing thing I had seen. Those of you who haven't been on the corridor, about, I don't know, somewhere between here and Costa del Este, there's this banner that's on over the top of the street, on the highway. And it has a green X, and a red X. I'm presuming that means this lane is okay, this lane is okay, and driving on the shoulder is a big red X. No. Don't you just make you crazy when you're driving? And you're right on the, you know, you're driving in the lanes and somebody passes you on the right, on the shoulder. I don't know where they're going that's so important or what they're doing that is just so important that they have to pass you on the right. That's pretty dangerous too, you know? Anyways. So I'm looking down here on the street and there's a place in front of this little mall. And a van has pulled over and a bunch of pedestrians are taking pictures of the giant screw tower, the Fonseca Tower, that FFFFFSS building. The giant screwdriver that's poking into our sky. This is not the first time that I've seen people stop over there with tourists and take pictures. You didn't know it, but I'm looking straight out at a wonderful little tourist attraction. Yeah, big old screw in the sky. Big screw. So tomorrow is Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Oh, I've been looking forward to that all week. I don't know about you. Plus, I'm driving back to El Valle. Yay! I've been gone a long time. And it'll be nice to get back into the countryside so I don't get so hot here. I'm always warm in the Panama City and I'm always cool in the El Valle. But the rain here and the sunshine and everything, it's just been a spectacular week, I must say. And thank you all for not being crazy with traffic. I do appreciate that. All right, well, if everything goes well, hopefully we'll speak to you tomorrow. Until then, back to you in the studio.
Long time ago, once upon a time, we were roaming the
dark street tonight. And the people, they were dancing to the music vibe. And the boys, just the girls in the hair, while the shouting men who just sit way over there. And the songs, they get louder, each one better than before. And you're singing the songs, thinking this is your life. And you wake up in the morning and your head is with the stars. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, and where you gonna sit tonight? And you're singing the songs, thinking this is your life. And you wake up in the morning and your head is with the stars. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, and where you gonna sit tonight? Where you gonna sleep tonight? So you're heading down the road and you text it before. And you're waiting outside Jimmy's front door. But nobody's in and nobody's home till 4. So you're sitting there with nothing to do, talking about Robert Riker and his monthly crew. And where you gonna go and where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the song, thinking this is a life. And you wake up in the morning and your head is with the stars. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, and where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the song, thinking this is a life. And you wake up in the morning and your head is with the stars. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, and where you gonna sleep tonight? Where you gonna sleep tonight? And you wake up in the morning and your head is with the stars. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the song, singing this is a life. And you wake up in the morning and your head is with the stars. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the song, singing this is a life. And you wake up in the morning and your head is with the stars. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the song,
and there we go, two in a row. Rebecca Thornquist was the first one of those two, and good thing, following that, Amy McDonald. And this is the life, and indeed it is the life. You're listening to us on 89.3 Call FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And I'm happy to say, because we hadn't seen Andreas for a long time because he'd had COVID and been sort of tied up with that and with the family and work, and we hadn't seen him for a few weeks. And we certainly haven't seen Alex for a few weeks either, because he's been tied up, and it just sort of worked. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Jerry.
Oh, shall I turn your mic on? Hold on.
Good morning, Jerry.
Extra.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, look, it's great to have you with us again. It just sort of turned out with holidays. It's that time of the year that we didn't get you. It's wonderful to have you back. Thank you for the most wonderful
time of the year.
Right. And what's happening in the life of Dr. Computer?
Well, a lot. Some traveling. I was glad to be able to accompany some of the Panamanian members of the Huawei group called Seeds for the Future. They do this every year.
Mm-hmm.
And they promote this digital transformation, robotics and artificial intelligence and so on, within university students, and they not only help them with their projects, but they also get them mentors for things like soft skills and how to present projects and how mm-hmm. to budget, mm-hmm. all of the stuff that saves them a lot of time and effort, because one of the biggest, I think, hurdles or obstacles for these kids is that they do have great ideas, they do have great skills in programming and in technology and so on. But they also need to show their progress. They need to justify investments from different sponsors and mm-hmm. things like that. Mm-hmm. So they get a lot of mentoring. And then they compete with each other with sustainable development projects that involve things like 5G and artificial intelligence and robotics, which is pretty much the future of everything right now. And they get shipped off. Right now it was to Mexico because things in China are complicated because of COVID. So they did the Latin American version in Mexico. I was able to go with them and talk to them and be a part of all that celebration of young talent in Latin America. They were guys from and girls from Mexico and Panama and everywhere in between. And it was a lot of fun, and it was very educational.
What sort of ideas did they come up with?
Oh, a lot of projects that involved things like monitoring rivers for pollution, or helping people be more safe where they are in the streets with security and things like that, and all sorts of also like small telecommunications projects to bring things like connectivity and communications to places that are, you know, right now difficult to reach with traditional tools.
Well, that's an interesting thing with regards to that respect, because can they not get access to Elon Musk's project?
Well, that is, I think, one of the things that people maybe misunderstand a little bit about how that technology works. First of all, if you look at the reviews of people using it, it is a godsend for people who live in way, way off remote areas that don't get fiber or anything like that. But it is kind of spotty. The connection will come and go. I mean, we still have to put up more satellites to actually blanket the upper atmosphere with these devices, which kind of worked like cell phone antennas, just instead of you moving around with fixed antennas, the fixed antennas are moving above you.
Above you.
So you're roaming between satellites as they whiz past you above in the upper atmosphere. So it's going to be probably at least a few months before we get any kind of decent service and so on. They just got the approval of the local authority, which is a good step in the right direction. But we'll see what happens. There are two things that worry people about those satellites right now. The first one being that they operate on a frequency that's also used by satellites that are designed to detect the water content of the atmosphere and the soil and everything like that in order to help feed weather prediction data. The fact that we can predict things like storms days in advance instead of hours or minutes in advance is because we depend on these satellites. So they need to work with these entities to make sure that one thing, we don't sacrifice one thing for the other. Because I believe we should, and we could have both if we work together. The other thing is that they use a frequency that is also used by some, airports and things like that for their codes. So I hope they work it out as well, because, of course, you don't want trouble with, you know, airplanes.
Sure, if you can help it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's that. So there's going to be some kinks to work out, and definitely it's something that we should all benefit from, and I hope we do. And I also hope that they get some sort of competition, even though it's going to make the skies a little bit crowded, at least at that point in the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And that has to do with other communication satellites and rocket launches and things like that. So it's going to be a learning curve, and we're probably going to have to walk before we run. But it is definitely something that helps. But when we don't have that, then we do have the ability to set up what's called, and this is something that the Internet Society, which is another group that I also help out with, are working on, called community networking, where people put up their own devices that do the whole mesh networking thing, so that a small community can pool together their resources and get some sort of connectivity to the outside
world.
So they
have their own sort of networking.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that becomes an important, I think, stepping stone in making communications accessible to anyone, so they can all participate in this coming economy where information and technology are at the center of everything.
Information and technology, because one of the things you brought up when we're talking about you coming in today is the number, especially this time of the year, number of scams that are going around. And they're becoming very sophisticated, aren't they?
Yeah. In fact, there's an article in my website, vidadigital.com.pa, that refers to a study done by Kaspersky, the guys that make security software. The later in the calendar that you start your holiday shopping, the more exposed you are to all sorts of scams all over the Internet. I mean, just coming here this morning, when stopping at red lights, I sometimes scroll through either news or stories or whatever, and I saw at least twice ads for, like, buy Banco General stock with this company or whatever.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah, Banco General stock doesn't get sold anywhere else but the stock exchange.
Exactly.
And even then, it's not like you can go in and buy it like you could buy, I don't know, a PlayStation gift card or something like that. It's not that. That's not the way it works. And unfortunately, they will take your money. They will pretend to be, you know, doing you a favor and letting you invest or whatever. But they're just basically stealing your money.
Sure.
So that's one thing. A lot of the scams going on right now involve both buyers and sellers. If you're selling something secondhand, there's a lot of scams going around where they will say that they deposited the money or they will say that they sent you the money. And it's actually kind of like a check kiting scam where the check doesn't have any funds or whatever. You also get a lot of, especially for high-end items like cameras and PlayStations and tablets and computers, you get somebody saying things like, I'm going to buy this for a nephew that lives in Panama, but I'm not in Panama. Big red flag there. They'll say that they'll send the money and you have to send it to somewhere else. When you do, you lose both the money and the item that you're selling. So just be careful. If you can, sell to people you know and, you know, try to take care of...
That's not always easy, is it, when you're selling something on, well, platforms like eBay or going to Vendicuatro or whatever, is that, you know, you know, to say, you know, this is for friends only.
Yeah.
It's difficult to do that. So, say, for argument's sake, with something like Encuentra 24, and you see something you want to buy, how can you check? How can you sort of
I believe
work
we've come
out?
A long way. I've actually talked to the head of Encuentra 24 a couple of times. I think you have as well. And they've come a long way in verifying people's identity. They don't necessarily have to do it themselves. They usually go through third parties, which is the same as when you set up something like Nequi or Zinli or anything like that, where you get like your picture taken and it gets verified by a third party that attests that you actually exist or a real person and so on. Very much unlike that signature collection application that was developed.
Right. Yes, yeah. that's a good one.
Very much unlike that. They actually do their job, and they're very competent at it. And
it's just amazing when you read it. Who is getting the votes?
Oh, yeah.
You know, he says, I can't remember the guy's name. It might be Carriera. He says, you know, I've got these number of votes for Zulay Rodriguez, you know. I mean, it's really quite...
Yeah,
embarrassing.
Yeah, very much. I mean, it just goes past the part where you're angry about it to the part where you're disappointed.
And then just, you know, chuckling to yourself, you know, how could you do that?
Exactly. So going back to the commercial part, when you're selling like this or you're buying, you know, from one of these platforms, make sure that the platform itself has some sort of verification. So if you're buying, for example, from Facebook Marketplace, be real careful, especially if you're buying from like a very recently created profile or if the person doesn't want to meet in person or whatever. Just be very careful. And a lot of the times you have to also be careful when you have online pages either on Facebook or mostly on Instagram where it will say that they're selling like 2-for-1 on iPhones and things like that. It goes beyond the whole, you know, if it's good, too good to be true, it probably isn't. I mean, they actually do the work. They copy other stores' pictures and everything and alter them.
But that's the worrying thing, isn't it? You can go to the website and it looks exactly the same. Is there a way you can you check the address, I would imagine?
There are several ways. For example, if it's a website, most browsers right now, if you go to the top left corner, there's a little lock on it. That means it's a secure transaction, which is something you can buy for $10. It's not the make or break situation that it was a couple of years ago. But you can go into the lock and see who purchased that certificate and see the company information and so on and so forth. That's one way. Another way is to make sure that you're checking that the website is the real one by, you know, going to the actual company's website mm-hmm. and so mm-hmm. on. A lot of the times they'll do what's called typo squatting. It's like, you know, squatting, you know, homes or whatever, or terrains or things like that. But what they do is they change one letter that looks like another letter.
Exactly.
Like an uppercase I looks like L. a lowercase mm-hmm. L. Mm-hmm. I mean, you and I used to have mechanical typewriters that didn't have a number one because you would use the lowercase L mm-hmm. as the number one. Mm-hmm. So you have to be careful about that. Also, when you go to pay for things or whatever, make sure you use a credit card and not a debit card. Debit cards are usually not as insured as credit cards. Mm-hmm. And if they ask for things like money transfers or Western Union or whatever, big red flag, they don't do that. Western Union and other services like that are for money transfers between people. They're not for payment. So, you know, don't do that.
What I quite like to do now when the opportunity is there mm-hmm. is to utilize PayPal if it's offered. I mean, would that be a thing if people are offering PayPal? Is that a bit of an insurance against fraud?
A little bit. Just make sure that the person doesn't tell you, send it as friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they do, that means you can't get your money back if you place a complaint.
Oh, would there like a setting on
when you're going to pay, it's going to mm-hmm. ask, is this payment for goods and services or is this friends and family? If it's mm-hmm. friends and family, the person gets the entire money without any commissions or whatever.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But you can't take it back. But if it's for goods and services, you know, they'll take 3 or 5 or 7 cents out of every dollar or mm-hmm. whatever it
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
But you do get your money back if you place a complaint eventually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I say eventually because this can take weeks sometimes.
Sure. But I mean, I think it happened to me once and I went to PayPal and they were very good. I mean, they like you said, it takes a bit of time, but they do look into it. And another people I find to be quite good as well is Amazon.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say that. Amazon is also a place where third parties can offer their goods and services mm-hmm. and use them as a platform just like you would on eBay. And one of the things that you have to take into account that if it is a third party, you can see if it says shipped by Amazon or shipped mm-hmm. by a third party,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They will honor a lot of these requests and get you your money back. But it's instantaneous if you go by, you know, shipped by Amazon. And mm-hmm. if it's by a third party, then it usually takes a little bit longer. But they do give you your money back eventually.
Mm, and I found out, in fact, I had, funnily enough, you mentioned Huawei. When I bought my first Huawei watch, mm-hmm. and I bought it on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And when it arrived, the glass at the back of the watch was cracked.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on online and I found a lot of people that had the same problem or within a very short period of time to crack. And they just had no help or response from Huawei. It doesn't do that, you know. And anyway, I went to Amazon and they said no problem. There was no questions. There was nothing. No problem. We're immediately sending you a replacement. Please send us the other one back within something like 30 or 60 days. Mm. I mean, you say, and you can't get much fairer than that.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, sometimes, depending on the value of the product and the weight and everything, they'll say, just, you know, keep the other one or have it recycled mm-hmm. properly because
mm-hmm.
it would take us more money to ship it back
sure.
than to actually replace it. So, and I had that happen with a set of headphones I got once. And then I got the ones that weren't working fixed, and mm-hmm. now mm-hmm. I have to. But yeah, they didn't ask them for, you know, they didn't ask for them back or anything like that. They just sent one right away, and I was pretty satisfied with that. So there's an advantage to going with the big stores and whatever. But
I've never felt very secure mm-hmm. with eBay.
Yeah, there's a little bit more risk there because sometimes the descriptions will be a little shady. I mean, for example, one of the things that I really like is to take old technology and, you know, fix it up a bit and get it working again. Like some people like to work on antique clocks. I like to work on like 80s computers and things like that. And a lot of the times you'll get this like $100, you know, for this computer, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end in really tiny letters, box.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't pay attention to the entire description or whatever, you're actually getting sold a box. I just saw There's a computer, a model called the Apple IIc, which was one of the later model Apple IIs back in the day. And they had pictures of a computer, but then the last picture was of a computer's chip. And the description in tiny letters said, you're buying the chip for when that chip dies. I made a new one, so you can use this as a replacement. So if you're just perusing, you know, the documentation or whatever, if you're just looking it over, you might just buy a chip when you're thinking you're getting an entire computer.
So, I mean, these, you know, scams, I mean, we've talked a little about scams now, of course, you know, with the internet, they're far and flung far and wide. But I remember in the old days when we used to have a thing called a newspaper, and you used to have classified ads in the newspaper. And I remember one, it was in the press at the time, there was this sort of guarantee, this was a guarantee that this would make you 3 inches taller. And apparently, you know, people thought, oh yeah, you know, it's great. So, and anyway, they received in the post, they received a brick. Please stand on brick.
Or there were things like surefire way to make money, send $5 to this address, and then they would send you back a piece of paper saying, put up an ad in the paper saying, send $5 this address.
It was called a Ponzi scheme, what we call a Ponzi scheme. Yeah.
Or organic, sustainable solar clothes dryer, and they would send you a clothesline.
Hey, just quickly talking about the fraud, whatever, what's your take on FTX?
Whatever
stupidity
I think a combination of, I wouldn't say equal parts, but mostly stupidity and some malice involved, you know, thinking you can get away with it. Unfortunately, a lot of the times when people get away with little things, then they go on to bigger
things.
Until some sort of Peter principle kicks in, and then they get in way over their heads, and it's like the gambler's fallacy, or, you know, it's that kind of addictive behavior. I mean, everybody is addicted to something, like food or drugs or some experiences and things like that. Some people are, I believe, and this is a pretty personal opinion, I'm not a mental health professional or anything like that, or anything close to it. In fact, I could be a poster child for the opposite thing. But what I mean is, some people can be addicted to getting away with things.
Oh, yes. No, absolutely. And I used to do that in Woolworths as a kid.
Exactly. So
I didn't say that.
the five-finger discount. But, some people are addicted to getting away with things. And unfortunately, I think that is what happened in this case. And unfortunately, usually investors are savvy in the sense that, you know, I have some money that I can risk and I can put into this effort to see if it becomes something else, just like you would planting seeds for food or putting up a business or whatever. The problem is when there's lack of transparency. And unfortunately, FTX was not transparent about the fact that they were financing some very risky investments on the side. I mean, I, for one, would not mind if somebody tells me, I have this very risky investment. If you give me $1, I can give you 10, but it's super risky. I could take the decision and say, you know, I can spare this dollar. Why not? It's like, you know, like inserting $1 into a slot machine. But if they say, oh, no, I'm going to give you, you know, your money back and then some because I'm going to do this smart thing where I apply technology and whatever, and what they do is something else, then that's definitely, you know, malice. And I think that's what happened. Unfortunately, the problem is everything else takes a blow when one bad apple ruins the whole experience for everybody else. And that's very unfortunate. I, for one, like I've said before, I don't invest in cryptocurrency because I don't think I have the mental wherewithal to know exactly where to put my money or anything like that. I just use cryptocurrency as just like I would use a debit card or PayPal or anything like that. It's just one more form of payment.
Yeah, I mean, you're not using it basically to keep your millions and millions of dollars that you don't want people to look at.
No, I mean, the best, I think the best time my wallet has been in, you know, my is a two-digit number. So, because that's the amount of money that I usually spend on things with cryptocurrency, paying for hosting or things
like that. I thought I almost got tempted at one time to, I think I actually got a wallet, and but I didn't put anything in it. But it's just too volatile for me. It's you know.
Unfortunately, it is.
And if I had put money in when I was going to, I would have lost a lot.
Yeah. Or you could have won or whatever and then lost it and so on.
It's but not, like you say, oh, well, it's going to go up and you wait and it's going down and down and down. There was one guy, he said, well, you know, the other day he said, I had billions. He says, I had X number of, I had about, you know, 9 or 10 bitcoins. He said, I'm down to my last half.
Wow.
No, that's, so yeah. Sometimes, you know, the money's not being sort of getting an exciting income, but at least it's still going to be there. And now tell me, I mean, as we're coming up to the festive season, what's a good idea for techie gifts?
That will depend on the person you're shopping for, but it usually comes down to things like, I mean, if you can afford like a new phone or whatever, good for you. Just, you know, try to have a budget in mind and try to keep all the accessories in mind when you're buying. Because not all phones come with chargers now. That's a thing. Not all phones, in fact, most phones don't come with any form of, like a case or a protective case or anything like that. So you have to be careful with that. You also have to be careful with some stores, for example, that sell, let's say, Honor phones. Honor phones come with like a basic case and they come with a charger and they come with a very basic, glass cover so that it protects the glass on the phone. But you'll get stores that say, oh, that glass cover is rubbish. Let me get you a new one for $10, which they buy for a quarter on Alibaba or AliExpress. They'll sell you another case that's just barely marginally better than the one that comes with the phone, which they also got for a quarter at AliExpress and sell it to you for $10 and so on. So they make a lot of money on the accessories. So if you're going to buy an accessory like a case or a charger or whatever, make sure you're getting the good stuff, like from name brands and things like that. They usually work better at it. They don't go for quantity, they go for quality. So it might cost you a dollar more, but that's probably because it's actually a good product. Another thing to look at is a lot of the stores like Huawei and Honor and Xiaomi and so on, they have all these sorts of accessories like speakers and headsets and things like that. You've had some unfortunate experiences with buying speakers and things like that.
But it was corrected.
Yeah, fortunately. But you do have to ask before you buy what the warranty is. And make sure, especially if you're buying at a mall, at a non, like, you know, big store, big box store or whatever, things like phones and accessories and whatever, especially about the warranty, because a lot of the warranties on electronics like laptops and consoles and things like that is regional. If the phone was bought from a distributor, say, in Miami for the U.S. market or for the Mexican market or whatever, and you try to get the warranty filled out here in Panama, they might come back with, I'm sorry, but that was purchased outside the normal channels and we can't help you. So make sure that if you're buying that, you buy the one for the local market. With very few exceptions, for example, most chargers that are for the local market will come with a local plug. Exception being some brands that come with the 220-volt plug, and you have to get an adapter, which they usually include.
They have a big box for them, and they give you the adapter. But the only thing is, you know, when you took, because that's quite a big charger. That's a 67-watt charger. And when you put it on the end of it, it sort of sticks. It sticks about sort of 4 or 5 inches up in the air. But, that is a good point. And I'll tell you what, here's just something, because I don't know if you know what the answer could be to this, but it's, you know, I'm always singing the praises of Xiaomi, and I still do. But they recently updated to Android 12, so MIUI 13, I think, and but it's Android 12. Everything worked perfectly. In my car, I have my, what's her name, you know, Alexa. And also my Spotify, they will not connect to Bluetooth. They're there. The app sees it. And as soon as you go to, you know, the Amazon, what's her name, app, and you go to enable, and it comes back and says, will not connect. everything else I do connects. Mm-hmm. So what I did with it, the car thingy, mm-hmm. was I tried it on the Samsung.
Mm-hmm.
Went through like a dream. But mm-hmm. the thing is, when it comes to that point, enable, mm-hmm. it immediately came up because it requires connection to Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm.
Yet it can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not, and then you just give it permission and everything is perfect. Mm-hmm. That is not coming up on the Xiaomi.
Mm-hmm.
It, every time I've tried everything, it's obviously a setting mm-hmm. somewhere, but it's not asking for that mm-hmm. connection.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to, you know.
There are two things that I would try in that situation, one of which worked for me, which I have, for example, this Honor phone. Mm-hmm. It's on Android mm-hmm. 12. You can try deleting the app and reinstalling it, so it asks for all the permissions back. That might help. That didn't work for me.
Didn't work for me.
Yeah. What I did was I backed up everything on my phone. I restarted it from factory settings, and it started working fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And this is something that I've seen happen before with other devices, like the ones from that fruity company that you don't like that much. And from things like upgrading from Windows 7 to Windows 10 or from 10 to 11 or whatever, a lot of the time something will break. So what I usually do periodically, like once every year and a half or 2 years for a lot of devices, or every time that like there's a new major revision, like mm-hmm. going from mm-hmm. Android 11 to 12 or iOS 13 to 14, I just wipe the whole thing. Like Sigourney Weaver said in Aliens, let's nuke the place from orbit. It's the only way to be sure.
Don't give people ideas. But, no, I mean, I'll try that. So the best way to back up the phone is...
There are several ways. If you have an Android phone, mm-hmm. Especially if it's a modern Android phone with USB-C,
mm-hmm.
just hook it up to the USB cable, and it's pretty fast. If you have an Apple phone, unfortunately, that lightning cable is still USB 2.0 speeds.
Mm-hmm.
So a 4K video that's 5 minutes long will take you half an hour or something to transfer to your computer. It's actually faster to go wireless because Apple mm-hmm. made it mm-hmm. so. But just use whatever tool there is on the phone to do that. Barring that, there are also two other ways, which I've used with some friends' phones. There are USB memory sticks that you can buy locally for Android on USB-C or USB, micro USB, the mm-hmm, previous mm-hmm. one, that have two sides. One that's USB that you can connect to your computer and one to the phone.
Yes, I've seen those.
And you can use them as external storage. For iPhone, however, there's very little local support for that. There are a few stores. There's one called MacPower in Via Brasil that sells some. That are usually 32, 64, 256 gigabytes, which you can copy mm-hmm. most of the information mm-hmm. on the phone mm-hmm. to them, and then wipe the phone and start clean. You could always pay for cloud storage, like on Google or Amazon or Apple, but that usually can get a little expensive. Or you can also go on Amazon. There's a brand called SanDisk that makes them.
I know them well, yeah.
And there's an off-brand, but... On the off brands, it's one of the more known ones called iDisk, but with two K's at the end. That's IDISKK. And I've got like three or four of those for myself and other people, and they work pretty well. They just mm-hmm. take a lot longer, and I recommend people charge their phone up to 100%, hook it up, and then plug it in and copy all the files over. And once that's done, make sure your WhatsApp, is backed up, because a lot of people have it for weekly mm-hmm. backups mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. whatever. So if you restore your WhatsApp, it might have messages up to like last Tuesday. So just be careful with that. And once you have everything backed up, you can do this like at night when less people are likely to be sending you a message in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then wipe everything clean and start over.
All right. Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, as always, thank you very much.
Great to see you.
Great day to have you. And by the way, I mean, if you are around next week, because it's today's Thursday, pop in.
That's okay.
It, because we'll be here, and we'll find some eggnog or something.
There is some of it somewhere.
Yes.
Maybe leftover from last year. Even better.
Yeah, well, that's it, yes. And the eggs are gone a bit funny, but...
Yeah, it'll put hair on your chest, like haggis.
Alex Newman, thank you so much for being with us. All being well, we'll see you next week.
See you.
Dr. Computer with us here on the Breakfast Show.
Escucha Cool FM.
89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
No.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Estufa LG InstaView. Por su tecnología es tu favorita. Por todas sus funciones es tu favorita. Por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita. Autolimpiado y Ciclín en 10 minutos. Ventana InstaView. Air Fryer incorporada. Tecnología ThinQ. Por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita. No esperes más para tener la tuya.
Yes, indeed. And plenty to get your teeth in there. I tell you what, one of the things I love, those LG estufas, the air fryer. Built in. What a wonderful fryer. Because I think, you know, one of the big things I like to use in the kitchen is my air fryer. And to have a cooker with one built in saves a lot of trouble, doesn't it? InstaView. Yep, that's it. The LG stove, S2 Favorita. Because everything you need is there. Easy to clean, viewing without opening the door, air fryer, and more you have to see to believe. We are on 89.3 Cool FM.
Paso a paso.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
What tomorrow brings in a world few hearts survive.
All I know, I keep it alive. Is long. There are mountains in our way, but we climb the stairs every day. Love lifts us up where we belong, where the eagles cry on the mountain. Looking behind.
There we go, bring us back Joe Cocker together with Jennifer Warnes there and Up Where We Belong. Time on the Breakfast Show, 48 minutes, that's after the hour of 9 o'clock. It is Thursday, it is the 15th of December. Yeah, we are whipping our way through December, aren't we? Just bear in mind, there's 10 days' time, big Christmas Day. Let's look at some of the things relevant to today's date, going back to the 15th of December in 1854. This was in Philadelphia. The first street cleaning machine was put into use. Oh, that'd be nice. Perhaps one day we'll actually buy one. 1877, Thomas Edison patented the phonograph. In 1891, James Naismith introduces the first version of basketball with 13 rules, a peach basket nailed to either end of his school's gymnasium, and two teams of 9 players. They just love that. I like that idea. So there we go. Here is The Boxer, Simon and Garfunkel.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, when I'm scared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Lie-la-lie, asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
Bye.
Love that song. That is called The Boxer, and that was on one of the best albums of all time, Bridge Over Troubled Waters. I remember it would have been probably around about 1979 when I was in Singapore, and used to play that continuously on the cassette player, that album, Bridge Over Troubled Water. When I was rummaging through, I was rummaging through YouTube yesterday, looking, having a nose around, looking at some music, some mixes, things like that, and I came across a video. It's of the Eagles, and it's of them actually making this particular song in the studio when they were recording it, and I'd forgotten how good it was, but the thing is, I hardly recognised any of them. They're so young. And anyway, I thought I would share it with you this morning. It is the Eagles, and it's I Can't Tell You Why.
Baby, up all night, tearing our love apart. of the joy and pain. He opened up our minds, and I still can hear him say, oh, talk to me, don't you can't see what's going on.
There we go. That is the Commodores and Night Shift. I tell you what, we're going to put one more quick track in, and then we're going to check in with Yasmin. She's got a couple of Born on This Day in Music.
I was the one that you said. it was true. I was a fool cause I believed in you. But now I know that you lied. You lied, you lied, you lied, you lied.
So can't you see the state I'm in? Carolyn, you're the one that I'm missing. One that I'm you're with him. I'm Carolyn. When it's
you should be.
That is the sound of the Overtones and Caroline. Talking of which, good morning, Az.
Hello, good morning. Happy Thursday.
Yeah, happy Thursday. I just suddenly realised, because Caroline, well, that's something you do at Christmas, isn't it? You go around singing carols.
Mm-hmm.
And you go caroling and you get sweets and things like that for your kids.
Mm.
I haven't played anything Christmassy this morning, I don't think.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh. It's been busy, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, multitasking.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that very well, do I, really? Anyway, how was your day yesterday?
Yesterday was Wednesday. What did it? I just work.
Oh, just worked?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's all right then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did that take long?
Well, yeah, the whole day.
We got a little event tonight.
Mm-hmm, exactly. We're going to have a party.
Oh, are we? Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. At a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be nice and comfortable.
Fun. Looking forward to that.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I tell you, you know, you're talking about getting there and parking or whatever, because you said you're going to drop in or first.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, although it's only down the road, because Avenue de Valbo, the Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you leave your car here?
Mm-hmm.
And then come with me by Uber, and then we'll get an Uber back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah. I'd see. Multitasking it. This is what I've been doing, working this out all morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, just because you can leave the car here, can't you? Mm-hmm. And we'll get an Uber.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Yeah, that way
you can pay.
yes.
Right. So what? We got that today. You got anything else today?
No.
No?
Just that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I went to the Kia one, the launching of the Kia.
Mm-hmm. I saw your photo.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
I'm glad I can prove it. But it's a full hybrid.
Uh-huh.
I like that car.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think they'll give me one for Christmas? No. Oh. No, probably not.
But it's already here, or they're...
No, they're here, because in actual fact, they unveiled it, but they had, I think, about another three or four that were taking people around the block.
Mm. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Which, it's quite a lot of traffic. I fancy going along and checking one out. I mean, I can't afford it, but actually, that's something they didn't mention, was the price point. Come look it up. It might not be too bad. Lovely little car.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to that, and yesterday, what did I do? Oh, yes, I told you, but I went to PriceMart when the football match was on.
Oh, yeah.
Best choice I've ever made.
Yeah.
Oh, it was fun.
The city is empty.
Yeah. Everything was, you're all watching a football match. I pretty much knew what the score was going to be anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately. Morocco, haven't they done well?
Mm-hmm.
Haven't they done well? Mm-hmm. So it comes down to Argentina and France.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually hope Argentina get it.
Mm-hmm.
Because France got it last time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
that's fair.
Yeah, I think so. But the only trouble is every team I support normally loses.
Oh, gosh.
I think that's happened with every team so far in the World Cup so far. So I even tried changing sides. It didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a couple of Born on this day in music. Where do you want to start?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's start with Dave Clark.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. He was born in 1942. English musician, songwriter, record producer, and entrepreneur from English pop rock band Dave Clark Five, who Records scored the 1964 UK number one single Glad All Over and the 1965 US number one single Over and Over, plus over 15 other UK top 40 singles.
I mean, I remember when this came out. This is the Glad All Over from 1964.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the drum beat, it's a boom, boom. So, shall we play it?
Okay, sure.
Glad All Over. Go, yes, Dave Clark 5 and Glad All Over. It's a great beat, that one, isn't it?
I'm glad I knew that song.
There you are, you see. Oh, treat for you. That's a Christmas present. And of course, with that song, really, you didn't need to dance, really. You could just jump up and down.
Mm-hmm.
I was 15.
But it's very nice.
Yeah, no, I remember when that came out. It was really quite different, that tremendous beat.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your other one for today?
The other one is Royce Jones. He was born in 1954, Grammy-winning American musician, best known for his work as a touring vocalist with the bands Steely Dan in 1973 and 1974, and Ambrosia joining in 1978.
Oh, there we go then.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got so many choices with Steely Dan.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought I'd go with this one. Okay. Hey 19.
I was a dandy, damn a kind.
great song. You like that one, Dad?
Yes.
Yeah, you know that one, don't you? You know that one, yeah. Oh, love it. Right, well, I suppose we better get off and do what else we're going to be doing today, then. You're going to be working today?
Exactly.
Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. That's what I'd like to hear. I'll go and have a nap.
Okay.
I had a funny night last night. The night seemed to last a long time, mm-hmm. and it's not that I was awake and I couldn't sleep. It was just like it was a very, very light sleep, mm-hmm. you know, and never sort of, and yeah, very strange.
Yeah.
Unlike me.
Yeah, because today is like a regular day, right, for you?
Yeah.
That happens to me, for example, when I went to the Expresso Polar, the express.
Oh,
train.
Yes, yeah.
I was waking up like Aries, I guess.
Was that
because
the
I was excited about
it. I know you. It's like kids at Christmas, isn't it?
Uh-huh,
you can never sleep on Christmas.
Uh-huh, right. I was worried that my alarm didn't work.
Oh, yeah, that happens to me. Yeah, I always worry about that.
Yeah, that's funny.
So I sort of set about 10 of them and around the house. All right, have a great day, yes.
Thank you.
And we'll be back tomorrow. What is tomorrow?
It's Friday.
It is. Wow. It'll be TGIF, won't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, love. Have a great day.
See you tomorrow.
Well, I'll see you tonight.
Yeah, see you tonight.
All right. Right, also, let me say, I've got a couple of things to catch up on here. Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. She's been with us since first thing this morning. And she said to me, wishing everybody the best of days, and asked if we could play a track for you. Reason to Believe from Rod Stewart.
Off every picture tells a story, and we haven't done this together since we recorded it 22 years ago. Most of the band weren't born. My wife was only one. Here we go.
If I listened, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true, knowing that you lied straight-faced while I cried. Still I look to find a reason to believe. Someone like you makes it hard to live without. Still I look to find a reason
to believe. Still I look to find a reason.
There goes Mr. Rod Stewart and Reason to Believe, and that's for Mary Lou this morning. Right, we have been amiss. We haven't been over to Athens yet, and it's nearly the end of the programme. Let's see how much of this we can squeeze in. From Renee over there, Renee and Rick, and says, good morning. I attempted to tackle a project today that I've been putting off. The movers packed my 5 chest of drawers, jewellery cabinet. Good grief, how big is that? On its side, all of my earrings, bracelets, necklaces fell inside the back of the chest and became a jumbled mess. I'm close to getting it all sorted, but I think I'm done for today. I'm losing patience. It's far worse than a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. You showed me a picture of you sort of laying it all out on the table. How much jewellery have you got, for heaven's sake? You can't wear it all at once, you know that, don't you? I think you've got more jewellery there than Queen Elizabeth used to have. Oh. Anyway, I think you might need a bigger table, to be honest. Anyway, you asked, you said, please play Alanis Morissette and All I Really Want, clean version. Well, I tell you what, I don't know what's going to come out of this, because I've only got one version. It doesn't say clean either. But we'll play a bit of that. That'll sort of get us towards the end of the programme. If it suddenly disappears, you know why. Everybody have a great Thursday. Enjoy the rest of the day. Renee's probably having an afternoon nap by now anyway.
Do I stress you out? My sweater's on backwards and inside out, and you say, how appropriate. I don't dissect everything today. I don't mean to pick you apart, you see, but I consumed by the chill of solitary. I'm like a Stella. I like to reel it in and then spit it out. I'm frustrated by your apathy. And I am frightened by the corrupted light of this land. If only I could meet the maker. And I am fascinated by the spiritual.
Yeah.
Tell you what, that's it for now, because that is that has brought us to time for me to go off and do something else for the rest of the day. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed what we managed to get of that in for you, Renee. Right, 5 minutes, by the way, before the 10 o'clock, if you are keeping an eye on the time. Let's say our thanks for this morning. Let's say a very big thank you to, of course, Dr. Computer. It's been a long time since we've had him here with us in the studio. Great to have him back today. And also thanks to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for her everyday story of country folk. And let me see, what else? Well, of course, I've got to say thank you to Yasmin, my producer here in the studio, and social media and everything else like that. So big thanks to Yasmin. My co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom, over there in Windsor. I think I mentioned to you before, he's hoping to get back here around about the 14th of February. So he'll be here for a few months, so that'll be nice. And also the boys and girls at Group of Grind keep us up and running, especially Zach, who's there early in the morning. Thank you to all of you. And don't forget, stay tuned. What's coming up? 2Chat SOSE in a few minutes' time with Gigi. Great programming all through the day here on Call FM 89.3. And, well, that's it then. To you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us on The Breakfast Show. Don't forget, if you want to join in, you can chat with us always on WhatsApp, 677-188-22-677-1882. You can chat with us on there, drop us a line, or you can give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. 223-5162. All right, it just remains for me to say, please, 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 whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and when we get together tomorrow, Friday, yep, do it carefully, especially if you're moving. I don't know what the traffic will be like today, but just remember, tomorrow, 7 o'clock, what I want to be doing, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.